Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that's super important in deep jungle and darker, drum and bass, kick weight that feels glued into the track instead of sitting on top of it. So when I say glue, I don't mean just making the kick louder. I mean making the kick feel connected to the break, the sub, the room, and the whole mastering chain. That's where the real jungle energy lives. It's not just a drum hit, it's part of the atmosphere. It's part of the movement, it's part of the emotional weight of the tune. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12, using stock tools, and I'm going to keep this beginner-friendly. If you can load samples, add devices, and hear the difference between before and after, you can do this. First, set yourself up with a simple project. Keep it basic. One kick, one break loop, one sub or bass track, and a drum bus. That's enough to learn the core idea properly. If you try to build this inside a massive arrangement right away, it gets harder to hear what's actually happening. So start clean. Drop your kick into a simpler or onto an audio track if you want to work fast. Then put your break on another track. Group the drum elements together so you can process them as a unit later. In jungle, that group relationship matters a lot, because the kick is not really doing its job alone. It's interacting with chop drums that are moving fast around it. Now, choose a kick that has a short transient and some real body. You want weight, but you do not want a super long tail. Long kicks can step all over the sub and make the groove feel messy. A good starting point is a kick that lives somewhere around the 45 to 70 Hz region in the fundamental, with body a little higher up, around 90 to 160 Hz. You do not need to obsess over exact numbers here. Just use your ears and aim for compact and solid. If your kick sounds huge in solo but weak in the track, that's a classic beginner trap. Solo sound is not mix sound. In jungle, a kick that is shorter and more controlled often feels heavier because it leaves room for the next hit and for the bass to breathe. Next, tune and trim the kick. If you're using simpler, that's a really nice stock Ableton workflow. Set it to one shot or classic mode, then adjust the transpose if the kick feels a little off against the track. You usually only need a small move, maybe 1 to 3 semitones either direction. Then shorten the release if the kick rings too long and make sure the level isn't pushing into red. We want clean gain staging from the start. Now let's shape the kick with EQ8. Put EQ8 on the kick channel before you start gluing anything together. First, check for unwanted rumble below the true low end. If there's extra junk down there, gently high pass it. Keep it subtle. Then look for mud, usually somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. A small cut there can open the kick up. If the sample needs more body, you can add a tiny boost around 70 to 120 Hz, but keep it modest. The key here is not to over-EQ. We are not trying to turn the kick into some hyper-modern, overscoped punch machine. In deep jungle, the kick should feel like it belongs to the break and the sub. It should sound like one part of the system, not a separate object pasted on top. Now add a little saturation. This is one of the easiest ways to make a kick feel denser without simply turning it up. Put saturator on the kick, or on the drum bus if you want the whole kit to thicken up. Start with a gentle drive amount, maybe around 1.5 to 4 dB, turn soft clip on, and then match the output so the level stays fair. The output matching part is important. Always a slash beat at the same loudness, otherwise your ears will just prefer the louder version. What saturation gives you is harmonic content. That means the kick can feel more present on smaller speakers, and it can feel more connected to the break. In jungle, that's slightly gridded, tape-ish density can really help the drums feel like they came from the same world. Now for the heart of the lesson. Glue compression on the drum bus. Route your kick and break to the same group. Then put glue compressor on that group. Start gently. Try a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds. And release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Lower the threshold until you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest parts. Listen carefully. You do not want the compressor to crush the life out of the drums. You want it to bind them together. The kick should feel more held in with a break, not squashed. This is especially useful in jungle, because sampled breaks and kick layers can feel disconnected fast if they aren't treated as one rhythm section. At this point, if the kick and break are starting to feel like one machine driving forward, you're doing it right. Now let's make space for the kick in relation to the sub. This is huge. In deep jungle and darker DNB, the kick and sub can't just live on top of each other all the time. Put a compressor on the sub track and sidechain it from the kick. Set the attack fast, maybe 1 to 5 milliseconds, and the release somewhere around 60 to 140 milliseconds, depending on the groove. You want the sub to duck just enough for the kick to speak clearly, then come back in musically. If the release is too long, the bass disappears. If it's too short, the kick and sub fight. So again, trust the groove over the numbers. The right setting is the one that feels like the bass is making room in a musical way. After that, do a little mastering style cleanup on the drum bus. Add EQ 8 after glue compressor and make tiny adjustments only. Maybe a small low shelf cut if the drum bus is too heavy, a very slight presence lift around 2 to 4 kHz if the kick needs definition, or a small cut around 6 to 9 kHz if the break is getting too sharp. This is not about redesigning the sound. It's about balance, translation, and headroom. And that headroom part matters. Don't slam the master too early. If the drum bus is already too hot, every later move becomes harder and less musical. Keep some space open so the final master chain has room to breathe. Now, if you want the kick to feel deeper and more atmospheric, add space carefully. A little reverb or hybrid reverb on a return track can work really well, but filter it. High pass the return somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, so the low end stays clean. Keep the decay short, around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. You're not trying to wash the kick out. You're trying to make it feel like it lives in a room. That room is part of the jungle vibe. The kick does not have to be dry and clinical. It can feel like it belongs in a darker space. Just keep the low end controlled so the atmosphere doesn't cloud the mix. Arrangement also matters a lot. If everything is full all the time, the kick loses impact. So let the track breathe. In the intro, keep it sparse. Let the kick and break establish the groove before the full bassline arrives. Use 8-bar and 16-bar phrasing. Pull elements out for a bar or two before the drop so the kick lands with more psychological weight. That's a really important idea. Kick weight is partly about contrast. If the listener hears space or thinness before the drop, the same kick suddenly feels much heavier when it comes back. Finally, do a light check on the master. If needed, use a tiny bit of EQ, maybe very light glue compressor, and only then a limiter if you're making a rough loud reference. Keep the limiter ceiling around minus 0.3 dB, and don't crush the life out of the transients. In DNB, overlimiting can turn a powerful groove into a flat wall of noise. We want the kick to stay alive and physical. Here are the main ideas to remember. The kick should be glued to the break, not isolated from it. Use simpler EQ 8, saturator, and glue compressor to build weight cleanly. Keep the kick short, tuned, and controlled so it leaves room for the sub. Sidechain the bass, not just the master. Use subtle mastering style processing to finish the drum bus, not flatten it. And always remember, in DNB, kick weight comes from balance, groove, and space, not just gain. If you want to practice this properly, make a simple 16-bar loop at 174 BPM. Load one kick, one break, and one sub. Group the drums. Add EQ 8, saturator, and glue compressor. Shape the kick. Glue the drum bus lightly. Sidechain the sub, check mono with utility, and then export the loop. Listen back on headphones and speakers and ask yourself one question. Does the kick feel deeper without just getting louder? That's the win. That's the jungle pressure. And once you hear that glue working, you'll start hearing it everywhere in great drum and bass records.